The documentary is called Soul on Ice. It's showing on the NHL Network on Sunday, February 28th. And Kwame Mason is the filmmaker. He's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys all. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good, thank you, man, for sending the screener. Very interesting. Very interesting. I loved it. Okay. I learned so much. Here's what you don't know. Before blacks entered the National Hockey League, it was pretty boring. You didn't have slap shots. You didn't have goalies falling all over the place. That came from black players, right?
Yeah. That's one of the great things about the documentary is it was showing a different piece of history to the great game of hockey, and the innovations that we created. You know, black slaves from the United States, when they came to Canada through the Underground Railroad, they went to Nova Scotia and they assimilated with what the people were doing, and that game was hockey. And they brought a new type of style because they couldn't play with the white players. And you got to remember, in all of North America, the Colored Hockey League was the first organized league for black athletes. So it's a great piece of history, and I wanted to show that to all of us to let us know that we have a huge part of this game. And black Americans, I'm hoping you'll take a moment to check out the game.
You should.
Absolutely.
This film,
it is,
just like baseball, mm-hmm. black players were making money with the Black Baseball League.
Yeah.
And you were making
like
a lot of
money. The Negro League.
The Negro League, and then the Negro Hockey League was making a lot of money. And then the white people said, well, maybe we should get some black players in here because they're making a lot more money playing hockey over there than we are here.
Well, what they really did was, it's like during that time of the Colored Hockey League, the white teams, knowing that there was some financial benefit to it, they would play exhibition games so they could get the gate. And then, the tragedy about the whole situation, it took till like 1958 for the first black player to enter the NHL. But there was many black players between that time that were really good, like Herbert H. Carnegie. And, it was a struggle, but, we are getting there. And,
that's the guy with one eye?
Yeah, Willie O'Ree is the guy with the one eye, who played with one eye. He's out in there. You can never do that today. But I just want to correct you quickly. The show is actually playing on the NHL Network tomorrow at 8 p.m. So,
okay.
I encourage everybody to watch that. Now, can I ask you guys a question? What was the most interesting thing you found out about this documentary?
The one-eyed player. Now, it's always tough to be black and do anything,
black,
especially when the only thing black in hockey was the puck. Mm-hmm. But this black man, he was the first.
Yeah, Willie O'Ree. He was the first player of color to play in the NHL in 1958.
He had an accident. The puck hit him in the eye, and he was blind in the eye. He didn't want to tell anybody because he knew that they would never let him play with just one eye. He played 21 years.
By the way, Tom is giving you guys a spoiler alert right now.
Yeah. But you know what I loved so much, Kwame Mason, about Soul on Ice was the really rich history.
Yeah.
Of blacks in the sport. I mean, you really go in and tell about a lot of these folks and with the pictures of their family members and how things worked back then, you know, and how it was just such a part, especially of the Canadian blacks' lives, like yourselves.
I always tell people, and I always laugh about this, and say when you're born in Canada, you know, the doctor gives you a hockey stick. And, you know, it's just something we all did. You know, you grow up and, you know, I'm a first generation West Indian. And, you know, our parents wanted us to, you know, assimilate and, you know, be a part of the community with the kids. And what they did was play hockey. And we just went out there. We played morning, noon, and night. You always found a hockey game. But what had happened, though, is when we got a little older, you start to put yourself in that box. And I think that's the sad thing about our community is we put ourselves in these boxes. And one of the things is they would say, hey, that's what the white boys did. And this is what black people do. And you don't do this and you do that. You don't listen to this. You listen to that. And that took me away from the game. And so when I got older and I got reacquainted to the game and started to love the game more, I realized this big gap in our community, especially in the United States. And I pledged that one day I would do something like throw on ice, past, present, and future, just to show everybody that we're a part of this game. It's a beautiful game, and all you got to do is have the opportunity to play. And I'm just grateful that the NHL has given me a chance to play this on their network.
Hey, Kwame, real quick, we've seen reported incidents on ESPN where fans are throwing bananas at black hockey players. Is hockey racist?
No, I wouldn't say hockey's racist. I would say there's a bunch of knuckleheads out there that are a bunch are racist. And the great thing about the men that played and that went through that, they showed you that, you know, they would not be stopped by any means. There's nothing that was going to stop them. There's some people that didn't play because they couldn't handle the race or adversity. But for those who did, they said it because they did it because they didn't want anybody to say that they were the cause of you quitting. So it's a great piece of information for young kids. If you're going through something, especially racially, do not use it as a distraction. Use it as a motivation to persevere through your adversity.
Oh, man. This
it's
is
a
great,
great story. It really is. Congratulations.
It's called Solo Nice. And you say it's on tomorrow night on the NHL Network at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Check your listings.
And he's taking it around the country, too, Tom.
God bless you, man. I like that. I like what you're doing.